Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and it's after 11 o'clock. That means Guardian Radio AM is on. Mind you, I selected a particular type of music to play at a particular type of time. And I selected a particular type of song, a Valley Fanfare. And I'm not sure if that's the one I selected. The one I selected was Who Are We? The Valley. Who Are We? The Valley. Who Are We? The Valley. So I'm going to go and find that and send that to Arlington so we can play that music again, because I want to get the listening audience aware of who is in studio today. In studio, we're supposed to have the real Valley Boys. I'm trying to interrogate that, whether this is the real Valley Boys in studio. The Valley Boys is supposed to be the greatest gel canoe group in the Bahamas. But recently, they seem to have turmoil inside there. And I want to know why. I want to know why there's combustion inside the Valley Boys. And why 80% of the Valley Boys, you hear how much percentage I said? 80% of the Valley Boys has stopped and said, no more. We ain't doing it this way no more. Something is wrong. They're crying foul and they want to change. They say to change or else. In fact, the majority of Valley Boys, up to 85%, has claimed their name. They are the official Valley Boys. And now I'm trying to hear that story. I'm trying to find out how is it that the greatest junk new group in the Bahamas, saying they have two different groups, saying that there's a group now called, what the group called, Aaron? The next group.
The Spirit.
That's the Alley Cats.
No.
You mean the world famous?
The world famous. We got to call it again. The world famous Valley Boys versus the Valley Boys. So let's go down there. Today we have Mr. Bain, we have Mr. Jones, and Mr. Johnson. These are Valley Boys men. Some of these men been in the Valley Boys all of life. Actually, I'm familiar with Jones. I remember seeing Jones at age of 8, 9, rushing on Bay Street saying he's a Valley Boy. Right? Now he's 40, 47 plus. Right? And he's still in the group, like a senior member of the group. And he is claiming that this is the way forward. He's your Mr. Bean, right? And say, this is the way forward. This is what we as Valley Boys, Valley Boy men and women, are saying that this is where we have to go. So I'll start off with Jones, and then he'll introduce Mr. Bean, right? And why is there a problem, Jones? Since I know you. I only asked you first.
Okay, I know
you know that's going to go. But I was going to ask you. Let's make sure the mic is on there for me, producer.
Good morning, Bahamas. In seniority, I should defer to Mr. Bean because he's far senior to me in the group. But I would just make a little, just an overview where we are. Okay? Very brief. I've been rushing, like Cecil said, from 1986, right? From Gus Cooper days, from Pawn Shack days, from Malcolm Garage days. And Herbie probably much further back than me. The Valley Boys has always been an institution. It just happened to be led by Gus Cooper. It's an institution, certain standards that are required to be a part. You couldn't just show up and become a member of the Valley Boys, right? What I have seen of 3 years, I've done everything from ring bells, carry costume, dances, etc. And there's a level of pride that I had. I didn't get paid for it. I didn't get sponsored for it. I did it because I loved the organization, what I ascribed to. Gus Cooper has done a lot for all of us in Junkanoo, all right? We've all had our ups and downs with him, but you relied on him for direction. What we're seeing now is the tenants that have been established by him are being thrown away, okay? We're hearing comments like, will one go and five will come? It don't work like that. This is not microwave Junkanoo. This 40 years of Junkanoo, this probably 50 years, you see, right here, you've about 100 years of Junkanoo. You can't just replace me tomorrow with another set of Bella drummer. Like it's just, and that's where the challenge is coming, because when you start to not value the talent that you have within your organization, you start to get imposters and try to call them Valley Boys.
Let me just go speak to Mr. Bain. Mr. Bain, you're most senior in the group. What's the problem?
Okay. Thank you, Brother Ms. Nuri, and good afternoon, Bahamas. Good morning, Bahamas, and it's good for us to be here. I'm going to give you the down and the dirty. I'm going to tell you how we get here. I'm going to try to walk you through.
Please.
Tell the public and tell all our Valley fans and everybody how we got here.
Because some people are calling you usurpers. You're taking over the party. You're hijacked the party. I don't know what happened.
Okay. So, the Valley Boys, we're not used to getting second. Even though when we get second, we feel like we got last. Right, that's not acceptable to us, right? As some you would have heard people say, well, we got a few seconds. No, that's not good enough. Jones would have mentioned about this whole business of Valley Pride. That's not good enough. We, in the last 6-7 outings, we haven't won a Boxing Day in at least six consecutive outings, and that was a problem. This movement didn't just happen overnight. We didn't get here overnight. So we started after our last defeat, a year that was in the Junkanoo cycle just gone, the previous Junkanoo cycle.
After you all quit.
Yeah, after. But we started, that started in the previous Junkanoo cycle. We approached the then existing management team of the Valley Boys.
And that's Brian Adley and Doz.
You got it. So there's a problem. You know, the group is up in arms. You know, we can't take losing. How do we fix the problems? We then decided to caucus the entire group. We spoke with the Bellas, the frontline, the drummers, the brass, everybody in the group to try to get a consensus on what is going on. Where are we failing? How are we not meeting the mark? Because when you have the Valley Boys not hitting the board and getting all these blows, we can't take it. And we came up with about 14 points. Chief among those points was the fact that we have a management issue. A management issue at every level, really and truly, from the way that the management team actually communicates with the group, which was virtually non-existent, the way that we manage supplies and material, we had a problem with people not having the requisite supplies that they need to produce costumes. People haven't, you can imagine a Junkanoo group like the Valley Boys, established in 1958, have to go to another Junkanoo group to borrow rods to make it to Bay Street. And we have sponsors. So
you were scrapping for a time?
Yeah. So those are some of the issues. We also had issues with the fact that young people, we were attracting a lot of young people. Young people felt like, well, wait a minute, this grouping that was in place from King Hatchet and the Hammer, that there will be no opportunity for them to aspire to anywhere in leadership. There was no, they looked around, they saw other groups having election and changing out chairman and whatnot. They wonder, well, what happened to our group? We don't have no financial statements whatsoever to account for funding. And in fact, you will be shocked to know that after 65 years of existence, the Valley Boys, the great Valley Boys organization don't even have a constitution, a document that governs how we do business, how we elect management team, when we supposed to, how often we supposed to have election, how we manage if someone, if there's discipline in the group, how we supposed to address that. So those are the, those were the issues. So we attempted to have that. We caucused the group. We documented what the group would have told us with respect to their concerns. We took that to the management team in a meeting. That meeting was hosted and mediated by another senior Valley Boy, Bishop William Thompson. And we agreed when we walked out of that room that they would get back to us in 14 days with to inform how we address these issues so that we can go back to the membership and say, hey, this is what, you know. So among those two, the group was calling for elections. Well, 14 days came and went, and here it is, we are in 2025 now, never once got a response from the management team, made many and numerous overtures to the team asking for a response. It never happened. And we decided to, last year, to put the movement on hold and not to agitate for the good of the group, so that at the end of the day, there will be no obstruction to our production last year. And beginning of the year, January rolled around, we in the same place. We indicated that, you know, give the group what they're asking for. Give the people power. Let the people, the voice of the people be heard.
Let me stop you, Mr. Bean. What you mean there's no election?
There's no election. Whatever the previous management team said, that go. If they want to fire all the marshals, which they did last year, just fire them. I don't like the way you look at me or speak to me. You're no longer a marshal. We even have situations where, you know, we have various chats. That's how we communicate with these huge numbers. Either you're seeing that with Devon Jones at that meeting, they take you out to chat. You're no longer one of us. You are with them. And so this whole situation has spiraled out of control because we have a grouping of people who want to hold on to power at all costs, to the extent that, and you may not believe, to the extent that it was said that they are not going to give up power under any circumstances, even if it means that the group have to go down to the dog status or split in half. They don't care.
Okay, and I hear you. And I want my listening audience to understand. You can chime in anytime, Aaron, right? At this present time, there are two factions of Valley Boys.
No. Let me correct you.
Correct me then.
Let me correct you.
Correct me then.
There's not no two faction of Valley Boys. There's one Valley Boy, right? That previous management team, we no longer have confidence in them to lead the Valley Boys. And we have set up an interim leadership
team. Who is this we?
The Valley Boys, the group. The customer.
You're saying the group has ousted the old faction and said, y'all are not in charge anymore.
Essentially correct.
But I saw people at a press conference, I need to bring that up, who saying that y'all are a splinter, smaller group and that they have the majority of people supporting them. I saw Brian Adley at a press conference.
If I may.
Go ahead.
If I may, Nuri.
Did you see that voice thing?
I've read a number of stories. Articles in the Tribune and the Guardian, starting from the 6th of February, 2023, with a letter to the editor, a call for democracy and progress in the Valley Boys. Then we can fast forward, and I just want to reference the conversation where the gentleman said that they made their intentions or their concerns known, and then they put any suggestion of protest on hold so as the group could move forward. So we fast forward to 27th of May, 2024, right? It's a big gap. Valley Boys counter way forward claim. That's Adley and the, what they call themselves?
The world famous.
Right, official Valley Boys organization. 10th of June, split divides Valley Boys, that's Nassau Tribune. And then our news, 2nd of July, chairman, we are the real Valley Boys. Fast forward to the 4th of July, 2024, original Valley Boys will compete on Bay, and then the last story I found, which was the 5th of July, Friday of last week, Leader of Valley Boys faction intends to take legal action. So there's two things I want to make, points I want to make. You can follow along. You can read up, get some context with those stories. I want to note the difference in language used by the media and the language used by the gentleman this morning.
Mr. Bean.
Right, yeah. Just reading the media's coverage, you get the sense, the language you use in split, faction. Listening to the gentleman this morning and prior conversations from the Way Forward group, there seems to be an intentional action, decision, to not engage in a way that makes it impossible for the Valleys to perform, right? Like, we got to keep the group together at the same time, challenge structural issues within the existing group.
So let me ask Mr. Bean. You want to keep the Valley Boys together? You don't want there to be a split, or you don't believe there's a split? It's just that you're being managed differently?
No. It was never our intention for a split to happen. As a matter of fact, we were up to the night hour for Labor Day, for example, trying to negotiate, trying to bring the group together, trying to have a cohesive unit to go down Labor Day, right? But there's no... on the part of the other side, they have no intention of cooperating, not for the good of the group. It's all about them and their selfish reasonings, right? This whole business of split, I don't know. You know, we have some Valley Boys who have been influenced, and because of various reasons, there are relationships that currently exists that probably fuel in that. But at the end of the day, we have no intention for the Valley Boys to split. And all those Valley Boys who are on the fence on the other side or whatever, we don't say they're not Valley Boys. We're saying, come back home, come back to where you belong before permanent damage is done and you won't be able to join us.
We have a young Valley Boy here, right? And I want to know how he feels about this. Because it doesn't even look 30 yet. You're going to introduce yourself. Give me your mic. I want him to introduce himself. Where did you play in the Valley Boys, right? And what type of frustration you are feeling? Or what is your concern?
Good morning, Bombers.
How old are you, by the way? Let me start off with that.
I'm 20 years old.
20, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I've been rushing in the Valley for about 12 years now. I started in a goatskin section with a group. I am now a bass drummer. I've been on bass for about 7 years now. And with this whole situation, well, it's a lot going on. Because, you know, with the young people, they will try to convince them, you know, to take sides. But honestly, I ain't taking no sides in this situation. I can just do what's right because my name is all I got. And I can't afford to ruin that. So
what is the right side?
Don't bait my young friend.
I need to find out what is his position. I want to believe, do you support the Valley Boys here? Or you believe that the World Famous Valley Boys is the way to go?
Well, I chose the right thing to do. Right? And like I say, I wasn't choosing sides. The right thing to do because you're certified legally to do this as an organization. And the next side really didn't, they're not certified.
So you take a legal perspective of it.
If I could help my fellow Valley Boy with that, and I love his answer. He chose the right side. And when we get, he inadvertently introduced the legal aspect as well. We are the Valley Boys Junkanoo group. We are registered, we have an NPO, the Valley Boys Junkanoo group. This world famous Valley Boys that just came around this year, they have organized themselves into that because of the fact that they know that they couldn't parade, they couldn't pull no membership if they didn't have some semblance of our name in their new name, which is the world famous Valley Boys. And now I am understanding that subsequent to them changing their name to the world famous Valley Boys, they have now officially, when they change it again, because they realize that they couldn't parade under the JCNP rules as the world famous Valley Boys, because they would have been parading as a new group, which meant that they would have to exhibition for two parades in the B category. So what they did, they went behind and they came up with this new name again. It's called, and if you could check the, I challenge anyone to check the records at the business license office. It's now called the World Famous Valley Boys, trading as the Valley Boys Junkanoo Group. Now we all know you can't have a name. You can't trade as nobody else's group that's already legally existing.
So you're saying if they, God forbid, if they get to Rush, all that will be their name? The world famous Valley Boy trading as the Valley Boy?
Well, we don't know what they're going to do, but that's the name that they have on the register. The world famous Valley Boys trading as the Valley Boys Junkanoo Group, who, and we are the Valley Boys Junkanoo Group. You can't trade it. And we open now that in due course and in very short order, that matter would be addressed to the extent that they would have to look for a new name. So we are hopeful that the powers that be would do the right thing and fix that, because that's a mess.
At what level is it going to be adjudicated?
Well, at the end of the day, at present, it's at the highest levels. And so we are hopeful that at the end, that something will happen soon to cause this thing to be addressed. And we believe that it can be addressed and it will be addressed.
Are you prepared to go back to the negotiating table if Brian Adley calls today and say, interim chairman, this is for the good of our Junkanoo Group. Let's go back to the drawing board and renegotiate. Let's hash out the things that you were suggesting that needs to be done. Are you prepared to do that?
Well, because we are Valley Boys, we are a mature group of people, and we love this organization. And yes, we'll be prepared to go to the table. However, our membership, there are certain things we won't accept. And among those things, we're gonna have to have a change. And those changes, we will have to definitely gonna include a lot of things that we're gonna.
I need to hear some of these changes, but go ahead, Aaron.
In the registration of the Adley Group, and I would call it that intentionally, the Adley Group.
Yeah.
Have they presented a constitution, a memorandum? Have they the papers? Incorporation.
This is exactly the point. You're communicating in a vacuum. Every person who you see in any of the practices that WayForward would have had in the last few weeks, hundreds of people, all of whom have been Rush with the Valley Boys for years, hundreds, none of them have had any communication from Mr. Adley or his team. I was so disappointed when I watched that press conference the other day, because I saw people who I really respected. And this Junkanoo thing, that is symptomatic of why Junkanoo hasn't grown, Cecil. This same type of immaturity. You prepared to burn the whole group down to the ground. The greatest group. The most winningest group.
This is the most winningest group.
And people come to you and say, hey, guys, let's just talk. They tear up the paper and say, no, I'm not talking to you because
What do you mean they literally tore up the paper?
They tore up a letter that Trevor Davis presented to them and asked to speak. These are my points.
I would be shocked, but unfortunately, I think we're seeing this type of behavior and response to structural challenges across the board. We're seeing it in governance. We're seeing it in the unions. We're seeing it political parties. We're seeing it across the board. I would say that I'm stunned, but I'm not.
And the sad thing is, what happens is this, and that's why the Valley Boys are so strong. If they had strong, cohesive leadership, would this have been able to happen? Mm. Would you have been able to get 80% of your group to go somewhere else when you tell them to go to the stadium and they go Centerville?
Hold on, now, that's the numbers we're looking at, 80-20?
Easily. I'm going to interrogate that. I'm going to interrogate that, but the phone's lit up.
Oh, yes.
And I will wager, Mr. Bean, the people who call it right now are the world famous Valley Boys people who call in to correct you.
We're happy to speak to them, to help exactly. them, to correct them.
Let's go. Let's call up. A producer, Patrick, call us. Go ahead, caller. We're talking to the Valley Boys.
Hello?
Hello, are you live?
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Good, the phone's light up, so you got to go quick.
Okay. First side, and then it's just somewhere in the middle. As an avid Junkanoo fan, I'm just saying, gentlemen, both sides, kind of like pretty much the little children, or if you don't, I don't like what you're doing, I'm going to take that ball home. Because at the end of the day, you know, the reason why we get so much crap happening in this country is conflict resolution or the lack thereof.
So let me interject here and ask you this. What should they do?
I think they should go back to the drawing board, and sometimes you've got to compromise in marriages. If you haven't been married before, you have a woman who was 41 her way, or a man who was one her way. The only way anything will work is you both got to compromise. You give a little, I give a little. But it will never work if I cry, if I want all my way and the other person will get nothing. It's not going to work.
Caller.
The Bay Boys is a great group.
Caller, can
but
I?
Yes, pardon me?
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, sure.
You listened to the entirety of the statements by the guests in studio this morning?
I listened to from the beginning of this situation, from when they quit last time, to the whole thing.
Pause right there. Mm-hmm. When you say when they quit last time, right? Because then, to take it from that point, we're talking about two different groups then, right? The quit last time was before the issues were raised in the public domain, right? Right. What the gentleman said is that they went to the leadership ignored them. They went the legal route, they used a lawyer, the leadership ignored them. They went before the court, they're now before the courts because the leadership ignored them. I think that going before the courts using the legal route is the mature thing to do. What other than that do you think they should do?
At the end of the day, I don't expect no one in that studio to not say something that is advantageous to their particular plight.
I want to know what you're going to say. I want to know what you're going to say. Caller.
What the caller needs to understand is our plight is for the Valley Boys to return to its standards and levels. That's our plight. And everyone who is on whatever side, they're, in my view, they are Valley Boys.
This reminds me almost like a church.
You still ain't answer my question yet, caller. No. See, we like to do that. Caller. I asked you a question. And
I was
you
about to answer it.
Well, answer it. You got 30 seconds.
Like I said, both parties. Both
no,
parties,
I asked you what else is the...
I just about to answer it again.
No, you weren't just about to answer it. It's a very... Pause. It's a very succinct question. We're following the trail of the conversation. The question was, after hearing the route that they took, what do you think was the proper way for them to address their grievance with what they're saying is a non-existent leadership in the group?
And interestingly enough, right, the caller mentioned when they quit the last time, right? Let me just clear that up. The Valley Boys, the last time when the Valley Boys says that we're no longer going to be a part of the JCNP, that was not really the Valley Boys. That was Brian Adley said that. And the group went along with that because it was already out there. We couldn't do nothing afterwards. We were never informed. No, we were never, our opinions were never solicited.
That's a part of the problem, which you're starting to talk about now.
And that is a part of the problem. And we have done everything. We are the only side that has ever wanted to sit down. That other side has told us flat out, point blank, no elections. No, we're not listening to you. Forget it.
What if Brian Adley says he's willing to compromise, but he has a state chair and there won't be no elections?
No, that's not a compromise.
What if he said, okay, I have elections, but there can't be no constitution?
No.
No, that's not a compromise.
No. See, the problem is the Valley Boys organization made up of people on our fan base. They expect us. They're made of sensible people. People who believe in democracy. People who believe in honesty. People who believe in accountability. And anybody in any democratic space who have those principles, we could not operate other than with no other way other than in the right way. So when that takes me back to the point of this young man here, he chose the right side.
Absolutely. I just wanted to reference an article, Role Hopes Valley Boys and JCNP Can Work It Out, 29th of January, 2020, Nassau Guardian. That article speaks to the matter raised by the point when y'all quit.
Yeah.
And you can see some clarity and context by reading that article again. Rule hopes Valley Boys and JCNP can work it out 29th of January, 2020.
All the lines lit up. So let me get these Valley Boys to comment. Go ahead, Carlo. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good morning. You can hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead. No more democracy. There should be one leader, and he shouldn't be no elected.
That's the PL, no, that's the old PLP slogan.
Go ahead.
One leader,
go
one
ahead,
party.
Papa. Go ahead,
okay,
Papa.
Okay, listen. I don't know if to say I want to apologize or whatsoever first, right? But this is what I hear in this morning. Educate me and help me and understand a little bit or really what's going on. And I think Mr. Jones, Mr. Bain, and the young fellow, good morning again.
Morning.
You all have a duty, right? Either on do them things which you call live or whatsoever on a weekly basis or whatsoever to people who mightn't get around to come to the groups or know really what's going on. Especially people like me who might speculate and don't even know the full facts and think somebody taking over and think where did Trevor Davis come in spite of people say he being around from that time, helping out. Listening to y'all, the advocacy is about the members. I always believe in unions and different things. I believe in something, a little bit of political parties and all that stuff. And I believe it ain't about the leadership or who managing. It's about how you treat the members. Someone, Ms. Green, I think was asking the question, what should have they done and what you would have tell them to do? They sound like they do everything the right way. They sound like they was trying the young fella say, he believe you on the right side. Brother, I was one of them who thought like, because I know Brian, when I say know them names, them and stuff like that being around, I respect Gus Cooper and all of them, but it's just like, hello?
You be here, we here.
Like when not the puffy eyes open up, or when the baby gets smarter, right? They know things, them everything you all want and you all deserve, you all supposed to get. It shouldn't be about no particular persons and respecting people like how you talk about, ma'am. Yes, Wally Boy is so serious. People always come in one go. It'll be 10 come, not 5, 10, right? But that ain't what it's about. It's about respecting what you have. And guess what? Now do I understand, right? I apologize to Trevor Davis because I thought, like, he needed to go sit down. But no, I see what he represents and I hear, in spite of me being blind and not being able to see, I understand. See, I don't want to say the Wally run through my vein, right? But I like the Wally. I love the Wally, right? So I respect what made the Wally to me. It's the membership, the fans, and everybody. Not about Gus Cooper or the leadership or Perry Christie. Like, to be on the right. You know what's not fair? I wish it don't be that independence coming or even Christmas. I hope this thing gets sorted out. I don't think it's fair for us to... Okay, if that's how it could be, like I say, you all have a duty to get online and do something live and keep it straight through year-round or whatever, just until this cool down, until someone understand, well, that don't make no sense what we're doing or whatsoever. Because,
thank you,
like I say, I agree with what you all say. I believe you all on the right side.
Thank you, Pop. And I think that's a respectful way to engage the conversation, right? For me, from my head, a woman in the thing say, only a real Junkanoo could understand the beat of the drum. I almost don't care what happened to Junkanoo. Because it appears as if the people in that space are just sort of rooted in this dysfunctional power dynamic, right? You can't even critique Junkanoo if you ain't a Junkanooer. You don't have nothing to say unless you a boss. But how do you become a boss? I just want to respond to a text here that said, the problem is everyone wants to be king. And I don't think that's what it is. What the people are saying is, look, there's you saying it's the king and then there's everybody else's plebs. And what we're saying is that ain't so. I don't need to be the king, but put some respect on my name as a member.
Yeah. Aaron, I'll just interject this. The problem that we have of why we see Junkanoo is not growing. My kids, they only go to Junkanoo because I make them go. You get in your costume and you're rushing at least twice in your life. And you can decide after that. Some still go. But I'll tell you what is happening. So many people, even from this instance, very talented Junkanooers, would put down their shares and their brush and never pick it up again because of this. You know how many times this has happened? Do you know, if you go to the Wayford in our last practice, I swear, it felt like a family reunion. I saw people who I ain't seen in 20 years come back, say they were the Valley again.
So how long, if you could pinpoint, when did the breakdown start? Because we don't see it, right? It's like the frog in the pot, yeah. And the water's just getting hotter and hotter. When did the breakdown start? But let's go to the caller first, and then we respond to that.
Go ahead, Corey. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Neary. Good morning, Aaron Gus. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning to your guests. I'm a Valley girl, true and true. And I understand what the gentleman is saying, but I'm curious as to why they didn't just come together the way they come together now. Why didn't they come together as this 80% group and just decide to say, put a vote to the group and then choose a leader and have the others who are the 20% to figure out if they want to continue on or they want to continue. Because my problem is using the same name, because it's confusing to me. You understand? As a rally person, it's confusing
that's
to me.
That's an excellent point. So let me just share this, okay? To have a vote, you'll have to first ascertain who are legitimate members of the group or not. In other words, you'll have to have a registration. Let me just make the point, and you could understand our context, right, where we are. So one of the first things that Mr. Davis did was have a registration drive so that we could establish who belongs in this group and who doesn't. Roots, who's a group that broke off from the Valley years ago, have done this already, right? So that says something, right? So this was never done.
Valley Boys never did this before?
No. But now, Mr. Davis has initiated it, and we have...
How many... What the number is that?
Well, I think we have up to close to 700.
Up close to 700.
People registered.
Registered members. And by registration, we would have had a committee who would identify you and confirm that you have rushed, and you're a dancer, you're a bella, you're a drummer. So there's not someone who just stick on a Valley Boy t-shirt and say vote.
And someone who has an identification document
right.
that they carry around with them.
You never had an identification card before?
We would have had them, but it wasn't something that was vetted as your participation and say you're just like how you do with election, you got to confirm your date of birth and your resident, your citizen of the Bahamas. You are now a citizen of the Valley Boys. That's been done now. So... But to call it, and I apologize to the Valley Boy fans and the public that it had to go this way, but we only could get it the way we'd like it if we have cooperation from the leadership of the then Valley Boys. But if the leadership said, we are not cooperating with you, we are not paying attention to you, we're sending out two messages. You say you want democracy and come and vote. I am telling them you ain't got to vote because I'm the leader for life.
Exactly. And just to your point.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't agree with that leader for life.
Exactly.
Thank you, cousin.
Okay. And to your point about constitution, we attempted to have this matter addressed years ago, you know. We tried on two occasions to establish a constitution. The Way Forward Committee now has a drafted constitution. However, in the past, that was always knocked down. That was always rejected.
Who knocked it down?
The management team.
Just keep on knocking every
knocking
idea
it
you
down. Have. Push it, just kick that can down the road. We don't need to address that now. It's not going to happen. And to speak to the caller's point, we asked the previous leadership team to let's have an election, let the voice of the people speak, whatever the people decide, if they decide you, we will put our support behind you. If they decide Harry Joe or John Doe, we put our support behind that individual. But that was trampled upon, really.
So no election.
No election. Forget it.
All right. Before we go to the next caller, a quick text. Texas said, hey, I'm listening to another group of people purporting to be the Way Forward, Valley Boys, on another show. Are those representatives?
Those are our representatives, and we thought it important and prudent to get the information out, get our fans informed, because as we speak, and I'm just going to share it as we speak, this other Brian and this other grouping, they have rented musicians from other places like Grand Bahama to come and bolster their numbers and whatnot. And really and truly, that is unfair to the Valley Boys fans to do that, because we smarter than that. You know, just to create an illusion that you have more than you actually have, which is an issue. It's a problem. It's a problem. But our fans will see through that, and it won't work.
Okay, we have more callers. Let me put the callers through, because I want to talk about numbers. I've seen the junk crew, gone to junk crew practice, and one group has like about 25, and the next group has like about 400. And I want to know who have this 400 group and who have this 25.
People.
To the next. Like, let me explain that. I'm just saying, what kind of? This is one valley, and this is the next valley, and one valley only have 25 members. But let me just go to the caller first. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
You know, you have, is the Valley Boys a limited company, or is it a trademark name, like, you know, like Logitech, Sony? Is it a name that you registered with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office or with the Bahamas Trademark Office?
Yes, the Valley Boys Junkanoo Group is registered, and in addition to being registered, that name being registered on the official register in the Bahamas, we also have a non-profit organization, non-NPO certificate, bearing that name and all the stuff that the business license office require to make us a legitimate organization.
And you have an organization now that wants to use the same name or a different name.
They want to use a variation of the name. They're now calling themselves the World Famous Valley Boys, trading as the Valley Boys Junkanoo Group, which is the name that belongs to us, the Valley Boys.
So, Carla, just to give you some context, it's a bit of semantics, right? It's like I have a job. Let's say I run the Guardian Network. The majority of the people say, Mr. Jones, your services are no longer needed, right? I have three of my people who lock up in the office in the corner and say, we is the Guardian. But everyone else running the other Guardian. You see what I'm saying? So that's essentially what happened. They send the Valley Boys, but it's 30 of them.
Thanks.
Thank you, Carla. I got a text here that says the name World Famous Valley Boys has been around while Gus was alive. Tell them stop it. So I've heard the World Famous. Did anybody trademark it, copyright it, incorporate it, write it down and send it to themselves in a letter?
You could almost call that a nickname, is what it was. It was that's what we called ourselves. Just like us, the Saxon superstars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like it's one family warriors, right? So that's, again, just semantics. At the end of the day, we know what we're talking about. We know that the group that started in Centerville, where we rush,
has always been the Valley Boys. And then if you look at the JCNP register, the Valley Boys Junkanoo Group is registered with the JCNP, not the world famous Valley Boys.
This is one of those Valley Boys you were talking about texting back. So I want to give them a little bit of space because I could understand how people would feel like that side is left out of the conversation. The text says they have members off of lies and deception. They are not registered with the JCNP. You cannot wake up one day and say you are the chairman when no one voted for you. So it's not a new name or group. So when did y'all vote for Brian Adley to take this leadership position?
The old joke.
We never voted.
Brian came around when Gus was alive.
Exactly.
Brian was the executive arm. Gus Cooper was the leader. Okay? Gus Cooper was the one in the shack, and he was the creator. He was the visionary. Brian did the executive arm to go and talk to sponsors and go talk
and
to
the media. And he just assumed.
And he just assumed that
there has been no election.
So I don't know. I don't know if they had some internal election that no one else knew about or whatever.
That's like a semi-secret swearing into the deep. Yeah, PM I am in the PM
when,
on day two.
When last y'all had a general meeting. No, I'm not talking about the new way yet.
An annual general meeting
where all the Valley Boys came together and say, we just talking.
Well,
I ain't talking about the party, by the way.
No, the last time we had such a meeting was after Brian would have indicated that the Valley Boys will no longer be a part of the JCNP. We had a general meeting, I remember, at the Sports Center.
Yeah.
And because the whole group was up in arms that, hey, wait a minute, we never agreed that we want to break away from the JCNP. And so that was the last time.
Without talking about the JCNP, has Brian ever presented or the leadership ever presented a rationale for why they are now in agreement with the JCNP? Like after that moment when the decision, I got the article here. We're not talking about them, right?
Yeah.
I just want to make that distinction. We're not talking about them, but Roll hopes Valley Boys and JCNP can work it out. Adley said the group will no longer participate in Junkanoo parades managed by the JCNP. Was there ever a rationale presented to the body of the group of why y'all will now again participate in parades?
Managed by
the JCNP. So there's no information.
No, Junkanoo's just want to rush. They want to be a part of Junkanoo. And so when the opportunity arose for us to get back within Junkanoo, people were excited just to be there. However, you know, one of the things, and just not like you said, we're not talking about JCNP, but one of the things that has really convoluted this whole thing was the fact that when the comment was made by the JCNP leader that he recognized Brian Adley.
We can talk for that story. Right? Not just today.
So that's...
We talk about Valley Boys today. We have another caller. But other groups like Roots, they have one man, one vote, where every member who have a card could vote. But in the old Valley Boys, only about 12 of them could vote. Y'all was just there to...
Well, the reality is we don't have a constitution. We don't have no rules that govern us. So, and voting is something that's the pie in the sky. We are now aspiring towards one man, one vote. That's what we are all about. The way forward. That's what we are advocating, so that we can give the membership a voice.
So you're all around with the survival of Jokunu, the survival of the Valley.
Oh, indeed. We try
and not a choice.
The reality is, let me just say this: we are here. I thought I would have been retired already. I'm a Valley Boy. I've been the artist for the Valley Boys when I was in high school, right? But we're trying to set the Valley Boys on the proper foundation, so that generations yet unborn will have something proper and decent to build upon. So that people like this youngster here, he will have something proper, and we'll have systems in place to manage us and to take us into the next generation.
We're going to take a quick break. Carl, I see you now. When I come back, Carl, I come in directly to you, but we got to take a quick break, and we continue this conversation. I see what jumped
in. Did Jack say, heavy is the head that wears the crown? I just want to remind them, it's the crown that's heavy, always, never the head. It's always the crown.
Thank you very
much.
You
just misplace where the power sits.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Guiding Radio AM, we're going to be right back.
Current Cut Productions presents Papa Joe's Cafe. Watch Joe, the cafe owner, grapple with the grief and chaos of daily life, surrounded by nosy cooks, a mouthy waitress, and a parade of lively characters. With themes of political satire, romance, and betrayal, this is a story you won't want to miss. Join us for an unforgettable stage play at the Performing Arts Center at UB on July 12th and 13th.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Garden Radio AM. We're going straight to the lines. We're just learning that this old Valley Boys didn't have no constitution. They didn't have no one man, no vote. One person control everything with a select committee. And the way forward, they need change. They say they want a constitution. They say they want to have elections. And they had copyrighted the name. And the majority of the group, over 80% of the group said, we now the Valley Boys over here and you're all over there. But we want to come together. And that's what we're talking about today. But let's go to the caller there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good day. How you doing?
Doing well.
Listen to me, man. Everybody know vehement culture is our culture. This is for everybody. This may be for good cause what's going on, but it don't look good. So they gotta find some way to come together and fix this, man. Make this right. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, two groups can't end the Valley Boys.
Thank you very much, caller. Only one group named the Valley Boys. The other group named the world famous Valley Boys, and they said they're trading as the Valley Boys.
And from what I've read, the reason given for why the Way Forward Valley Boys cannot compete is not because of names, it's because of registration, a technicality, like right. When the body was registered, right? The JCNP does not recognize the legal standing of holding the name is another interrogation that has to be had, right? Because you say, how could two groups with the same name?
Again, I think that's something where JCNP, Mr. Davis would have spoken to that the last time I think he spoke to the media. The JCNP and the powers that we should have already or should definitely now step in and say, call a level of mediation and say, hey, gentlemen, it's clearly we are at an impasse. Help us understand what's going on here. And Mr. Davis will be able to demonstrate it. Here's what we have. Here's the documentation we have. And here are 700 members who are members of the Valley Boys. Okay?
If 700, you're
700 members.
That means you're the majority.
Okay? So ask Mr. Adley to do the same. But what's happening with Mr. Herbie just pointed out that they're bringing brass. And for example, you bring in brass in to come and participate in the Independence Rush, and you put a Valley Boy t-shirt on, right? That's compromising the quality and the reputation that we have rushed for years to build this high standard. And you bring in anyone in, throw a t-shirt on them and say, use a Valley Boy today. Now, you could go back to Grand Bahama tomorrow and be whatever.
You mean they recruiting
Valley Boys? Oh, yeah, they flying them in, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And put a sticker. You hear what the man say in the media? He, if one leave, he'll replace you with five. I was shocked that the people who were there stood there. He basically telling you, I do not value any. Listen to me, Cesar. I am 47, like you say, on a regular Junkanoo morning when I was a Bella. When they brought up with this team, Killer Bees, right? They talk about the Killer Bees and Junkanoo and the Valley Boys. Me, along with Robert Ramen, Hans, Monka, Damien, Sweeten, Shimon Bain, Dio Bain, Larry, that's who made the Killer Bees. And we used to do two costume Boxing Day, New Year's, big costume. Every one of them costs you at least $5,000 a morning. That's $10,000 money. It's nine us. $90,000. That group of fellas put into Junkanoo every year. Without a dollar from Valley Boys. So I do that for 20 years. And you could tell me, you could replace me with five tomorrow and put a t-shirt on them and say, there's Levon Jones. That can never happen. So what you do, you compromise the quality of the group. You bring imposters and you put shirts on them and say, use the new Killer Bees now.
Are you creating the last word? Yeah. Creating an illusion.
Mr. Bean, yeah. January 10th, soon coming on. Independence Day rush out soon coming on. Mm-hmm. Only one Junkanoo group, one Valley Boys Junkanoo group supposed to rush. But it sounds like it can be two for Junkanoo Valley Boys. And we can see one could be like 25 and the next one could be like 700. What the people could be watching?
Well, I don't know how many they're going to bring, they're going to import, and how many they're going to dress up how many imposters they're going to dress up and call them Valley Boys. We know that there's one Valley Boys, and our fans is not going to be persuaded. Our fans is not going to be tricked or duped by them. We're going to come out there. We're going to demonstrate in true Valley fashion the real Valley Boys, and we're hoping that at the end of the day, this problem, the problem, the legality relative to name and how all that will come to an head very, very soon, and we're confident that that's going to happen.
You know, as a human rights advocate and a member of the greatest scrap group in the history of Junkanoo, white people in the whole world, the spirit, except for the pigs and the Methuselahs, it's time we stop asking people or demanding that people give up their rights in their own country, in their own system, for the illusion of propriety, for the illusion that everything is going well. People should not be made to suffer in silence when there are measures and procedures. And if all of us come together and do what we know we ought to do, we can bring resolution to
people power.
Stop making people small up they self.
People power.
With that, we gotta go. You sound like them.
Indeed.
This has been Guardian Radio.
I just have to say, for the 40th
Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri, where the real Valley Boy was present. Have a wonderful day.